VotePad is one of several new assistive voting technologies companies are field testing in Wisconsin. Unlike most, it doesn't use a touch screen and is designed for use at the 900 Wisconsin municipalities that still use paper ballots. It uses raised dots like Braille on the ballot and an audio tape to instruct the visually impaired.
Three raised markers indicate the top right corner of the front cover. If you don't feel them, turn your VotePad over and rotate it until the three markers are in the top right corner.
A special vibrating wand allows voters to check whether they voted the way they wanted to, but the vice president of the Wisconsin chapter of the National Federation of the Blind has tested the device. Michael Huckabee says the tape and the wand are awkward to handle, and that means the system doesn't meet the standards set by the federal Help America Vote Act. He says the elections board approved it because it's a cheap and quick fix.
I truly believe that they don't look at this as a real issue, but if you took one of those board members and made that individual a disabled person, by hook or by crook, that attitude would change. But because there are no disabled people on staff or on the board, it's not a big issue. It doesn't directly affect them.
Disabled advocates say the system requires too much help from poll workers and will discourage disabled voters from going to the polls because they won't be guaranteed privacy in voting. But Ellen Tyson, a spokesperson for VotePad, defends the product.
We have done a lot of testing. There have been mock elections where people with disabilities have come in and tried it and found that they were able to vote independently and privately on it, both people with visual impairments and people with dexterity impairments.
One county in California has opted to buy the system, and Tyson says she's had calls from local Wisconsin election officials expressing interest. The State Elections Board will reconsider its approval of VotePad at a meeting on Wednesday. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.